This is a revelation to the end of racism in your life. Okay? I got 5 points you got to understand. And 5 changes you're going to have to make. Number one, you're not black. Number two, you're not colored. Number two, you're not a Negro. Number three. Number four, you're not a nigger. And number five, you're not a slave. All 5 of those words mean nigger. Okay. You have to understand that. That you're not black, you're not colored, you're not a Negro, you're not a nigger, you're not a slave. Those 5 things, you gotta check yourself when you're meeting people who think they're superior to you. You have to let all 5 of those inferior camouflage statements being made for generation after generation to cause weakness to apply in your thinking. Now here's your answer. You are accepted in the beloved. So stop asking somebody to accept you. You'll find the scripture. And we're accepted in beloved. The second scripture he told me is 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any colored man, any white man, any Chinese man, any bright man, any dark man, be in Christ, then say that. Therefore, if any man, so you have to see yourself as a man, not a black man, not a colored man, not a Negro, not a nigger, not a slave. Those 5 you gotta eradicate from your life because they've been put in there. Because every time if I call you a colored woman, I'm just calling you a nigger. Mm-hmm. I'm calling you a slave. You don't even know it. I'm calling you a slave. I'm calling you a nigger. I'm calling you a black woman. I'm still calling you a nigger a slave. And they call you so. The world system do not have the answer for racism because they are asking another man to accept them. All the big boys, all y'all listening on news, internet, they are being asked to let us in. Let us become a part of the world. Mm-hmm. We're already. In Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Now, here's what you're going to do also. You're going to have to, your abilities can't do this. You're going to have to forgive and love. Every time you see a white person, you're going to have to forgive them and love them. You're going to have to do it and go on about your business because what have happened, how Satan had done this thing is that all white people didn't do this to the black man. See, now, let me go back over this. You gotta stop being a black man, stop being a colored man, stop being a Negro, stop being a nigger, stop being a slave. In your mindset, because the next voice I want to give to you, besides 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, notice the word man there, because they have no color to it, right? All right, the next verse is in Proverbs, I think it's 23:7, or if you look up, as a man thinketh, didn't say as a colored man, as a black man, as a white man, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So in changing these 5 phases of our lives, that have been keeping us in captivity, fighting won't solve this. Guns can't solve this. This is a mindset, and this had been placed in the spirit world many, many years ago demonically. Mm-hmm. Now, my staff, you all can erase that today. If you follow it, it's gonna take a little while, but when you see helping the black community, you forget that. That's not you. Yep. You're not the black community. I'm in a community.
Right.
Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, because these things plague your mind, and then they have an element of hate in you and disassociated in you because you're tired of this crap. You know what I'm saying? And it will go on until Jesus comes.
Right.
Because it's the same thing as anything else. There's only a remnant that's going to receive the truth. Now, you watch your advantage now when you come around per se, white people.
Mm-hmm.
Watch how you're going to think. Watch your advantage. Your advantage is going to change different because I cried for an hour and something in reading religion, race, and or something racism. Else.
Is race, religion, and racism?
Race, religion. Now, the Lord didn't let me read this book for a long time, for 15 years, I guess. When I read it, I was sitting in front of the guest house, and the revelation came that my history is not being a slave. I said, wait a minute. Because that's why I was pressed at, because mm-hmm. I'm black per se, you know, right, color. Sir. And it brought me back to where we started off at. We were the richest people in the world.
Absolutely.
They right. stole it. Mm-hmm. And so they make you think that our children go to school, our grandchildren go to school, they want to teach them that their history is being a slave.
Yeah.
You won't ever get away from that, whatever is your history. But now the history, we had all the gold, we had the money and everything. They stole it from us. So mm-hmm. now when I found out, and I've done extensive reading and studying and researching over these 40 years, but I just broke down and cried for an hour, about 15, 20 minutes. Because in the back of my mind, you know, I thought my history was being a slave. Even though I'm a rich man and everything, but in the back of your mind. And that's what has kept, mm-hmm. you know, what Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and all them doing ain't gonna change it because they got God on the side. They call his name, mm-hmm. but they got him on the side. They don't really know the revelation of freedom. That's the word.
Yeah.
The revelation of freedom. What we're dealing with here is historical in this room right now.
Yes, sir.
When you understand to get those five pictures out of your mind. Get those five. Now, the reason we have to do this, I know there's different ethnicities. I know they're different. But it doesn't matter here because it really doesn't matter because God only made one race called H-U-M-A-N. Human race. Man made all those other races. So what I ask you to be able to share this with your family, those who are close enough with you, to be able to receive it. But as of the other day when I got it, he kept calling names to me. He said, you're not black. You're not colored. What was it? You're not a Negro. You're not a nigger. And you're not a slave. I said, I'm free then.
Yes, sir.
No, nobody, I don't have to go ask nobody. Let me sit in the car with you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I don't give a damn if I never get in the car with him.
Right, yes, sir.
That's right.
That's right.
Right, sir.
See, that's damnable to think that I'm not somebody because I can't sit with you.
Yeah.
I ain't got to sit with you.
Right, sir.
You ought to want to sit with me if you really know the truth.
Right.
So my point is, you can't go over the scale and get over here and be put people down. I'm not doing that. Love and forgive.
Yes, sir.
Love, forgive, and continue to walk by faith. When you walk by faith, all of the provision that God has provided through Christ down on the cross become yours. Now, the black church, the white church.
Yes, sir.
See, they want those names because for them, watch this now, this is heavy, heavy. For them to hold their superiority over you,
sir.
You got to hold your inferiority in you.
Wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. Yeah.
That's
right. See, Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, actually, they have programmed people of other color. They have programmed them, no matter how high they go in life, they still, when they see a brother of another color, they feel inferior.
Yes, sir.
And unless those five things are erased, now this comes from the Holy Ghost. That's why I want my staff to know that. These five, I don't care how much you fight, I don't care how much you think you're right, these five things have to be erased because they all mean the same thing. They're all being slaves. Black, colored, I'm going over again, colored, Negro, nigger, slave. They're all the same thing. So when I see these three young men here, I like black people. I just call y'all a bunch of niggas. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't even know it. Mm-hmm. And I'm hugging y'all, I'm giving y'all some money and everything. Mm-hmm. But I still want y'all to know, I still know y'all inferior to me.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah.
And the inferior, you got it in you. See, why we get so mad when somebody calls us a nigger? We ready to fight. We standing there, a white man, what y'all nigger doing here? He got a whoop behind. Y'all know that. Well, the same thing when we call you black. He called it, the Holy Spirit reviewing this, not in a book. It's nigger in disguise. Colored man. Nigger. Slave. You see my point?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So, from this day forward, I would ask you all to think about it when you're out doing your activities and when you're doing business for this ministry, when you're on the phone, when you're out with your family, your children, your grandchildren, just a little bit at a time. You can't understand. I told my grandson, I talked with them about it, and they were listening too, but Jerry was really listening. And I know it'll take a while for them to eat this in their system because when our children go to school, our grandchildren go to school, they want them to read black books. Now, since there's racism going on, every black movie you can think of is coming on with racism.
Yeah.
Okay? That's putting you in a position to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen very carefully. Fight something that is already finished.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
When Jesus said on the cross, it is finished, everything man made that does not align with his will is finished.
Mm-hmm.
But we got, just like with Gideon in the army, he had 32,000, ended up with 300. They sent 12 to spy out the land. God already told him what's going to happen. All I want you to go see it. I know you can't take it, but I want you to see. 2 out of 12 came back with a good report. They saw themselves. Now, here we go. Here's a revelation. They say, in their eyes, we're like grasshoppers. But it really wasn't in their eye.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you can't tell what another man.
You cannot.
Yeah.
You cannot.
Sorry, I missed that.
So had to be in their eye. They saw themselves as grasshoppers.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So you seen yourself as a black man. You seen yourself as a colored man.
Right. Yeah.
You seen yourself as a Negro. You seen yourself as a nigger. You seen yourself as a slave. Out of your own eyes, because I was bringing up. I mean, even up to this generation, even though this generation have got a little looser, but they're not free.
Yes, sir.
They might know a little more about technology and stuff. We know more about that, and all y'all working here, I almost said working for a black man, but it's not. But they're working for a man that not according to their structure, supposed to be able to do this. Now, I don't know how much freedom that you sense now. You will not find this in no book. Maybe one day we'll write a book about it. It'll set those who want to be free. Because you're really not black. You're not black color. Why won't call you a black woman? Chantel, you're not black. You're not black. Black is black. Now, black means ignorance, it means evil, it means no color. It means darkness. You see, we can go on and on and on. And see, would you got this captured in your life 40-something years? If so, you know. It's just a development that the slave owner told his head man, program them, and they'll keep it on and on and on. But that word is going
perpetual.
All right. Now, here's another dynamic. The church have been trained for slavery. The preachers that was on the slave market, I saw some of that, they would tell them certain things to accept. So they believe their preacher. So the preacher getting his sermon, he preach it. And submit to the white man. You see what I'm saying? And they think that was part of the sermon.
Right.
So now, even today, in what's so-called modern church, modern religion, they've brought that over. We have a lot of slave songs we sing now in the sky, because the song is all about getting out of here. Yeah. Why? I mean, I like my life. Yeah. I know that's another life, but I mean, you can live a good life down here. But if you don't know, come on in, Lord. If you don't know, your only hope is heaven. Because, how can I say this? Certain people have made a hell down here for you. You notice how I say that? Certain people, not all people, certain people have made a hell down here. And you're not going to get the hell out unless you hear what I'm saying this morning.
Right. Mm.
See, because once your soul leave, and once your soul leave, your body gone. Well, what I'm saying? See, once you get this revelation in your soul, that means your emotion, your mind, your imagination, your desire, your will, your reasoning, once you get it in your soul take it directly to your body. See, your body can't receive nothing your soul haven't received. As a man thinking, talking about heart. As a man thinking his heart, as a man thinking in his soul, so is he. See, your body cannot make no decision without your soul. Your soul has to be in alignment with your spirit. Even now, what I'm saying would not do you no good, because here Jesus in the 23rd Psalm said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I should not want." All right, hallelujah. See, lead him in the green path. Thank you, Lord. The Lord leading me. He leading me beside the still water. And then all of a sudden he said, "Oh, can't go no further. I can't lead you in the path of righteousness until your soul is restored." So we're actually being liberated to the path of righteousness by restoring our soul, that we're not black, we're not colored, we're not a Negro, we're not a nigger, we're not a slave. I'm a born again man of God. You're a born again woman of God. I'm a spirit. I have a soul and I live in a body, but I'm God's child. My body don't determine who I am. Now, what the world system wants, and what's been happening to people down the line, their bodies been determining who they are by being a colored man. You know, you get in your face, but now don't go on the other side of the road, because you're going to become so powerful now. You're going to become so powerful knowing that you could easily be tricked by the enemy to start cutting other people down.
Yes, sir.
You don't want that. All I want is to be left alone.
Yes, sir.
And let me live my life and let me help as many people as I can.
Yes, sir.
No matter who they are. Mm-hmm. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now rap, music, psychedelic, all that funk is in there. They got it built in there.
Yeah.
So you have some song you listen to, you, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna think it's been your best song.
Right.
Going down Nigger Avenue. I'm a slave. You know, they got it all diluted in there. But those five factors would disassemble everything. The phone call, the television, the internet, just everything. It's just once you know that I'm a woman. Chantel is a woman. You're a woman. No, no, no. I'm a woman. That's it. You cannot. You say, well, what's the sensibility of the ethnic group? We got to say something. We ain't got to do nothing, because this has been our slave. So what we did this morning is pull five covers of slavery off. Just like the Slack app. The Slack app is a birthing thing in the church. The church don't know it, but it's getting us out. Slack app. That's why I'm watching what the people say on it. This is a revelation. Yes,
that is beyond me.
Beyond me. You know, because and I'm almost true, but on television and on YouTube, out our president's mouth, he don't know no better. Politicians have to use this, but when they talk about what all they doing for the black, with this type of thinking over a duration or a period of time, ain't nobody got to do nothing for you.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Because it's already done. It's finished. Paul said, I'm determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. So we have to now move off of our religious basis and keep hitting a home run. Everything somebody else say, well, we passed that bed. Go on. But you didn't. See, if y'all put that in your children, put that in your grandchildren, sit down, talk with them, go over and over with them again. Let them know we're not fighting nobody. We don't have nobody owe us nothing. Sorry. Nobody have to give me nothing. I don't want you to give me no welfare. That's one of the things that held us back now. I don't want you to give me nothing. I'm not. I don't want you to repay what your great grandfather did, because you're not going to be able to do this too much.
Right.
Just leave me the hell alone.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And the way to do that is, I can't tell him to do that. I got to show him to do it.
Yes, sir.
Right.
I got to show him I'm already gone. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You getting out of the car, going in the supermarket, you meet four or five men of different color, you have to see yourself not as a colored man. You see four or five different other men going to the store.
Yes, sir.
It don't make no difference what they see.
Right, sir.
Because what you see going to change what they see. Now, we draw slavery to us. Because if you're wearing them five masks, slavery come right to you. Superiority come right to you. But you got those five, you got them, oh my, this is the Lord said. You take them five ankles on them that have drug you down into this darkness. And listen to me, I know this for a fact. And I read all kind of psychology book, metaphysics, science. As you see yourself, you become a mirror for what other people see. So we've been attracting niggas.
Right, right.
We've been nigger attractors. The same nigga we don't want, we've been attracting him. Put the nigga out.
Yes, nigga hurts your soul.
Today. Put him out. How you see yourself is how others are able to see you. When you see yourself different and see yourself right, they all got to see you that same way. They can fight it all they want, but they know you know. You walk in a store. Well, they got them colored mind, them black mind, them Negro mind, but the Negro is not on your mind. You're not in there to fight. Just leave me the hell alone. I'm going to get what I got to get. I'm going to get out of the store. I'm going to pay you. That's the way. See, now, What did we stop? It stopped a lot of suffering, but we've been trying to come up to par. Mm-hmm. And we have gotten debt buying stuff to prove that we just did it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And now we got our tail in the wash crack. Now right. We're still a Negro, we're still black, we're still right. A nigga, we're still a slave.
And
in debt. Try to get a car to prove to that white man,
right,
to the man, I don't want to call no name like that, prove to the other person that not like, don't look like you, that you like them. Now I want you to remind yourself of something. All of y'all can attest to this fact. But we're still with the black and white. A white boy can have nothing, and you can have something, and he'll look at you like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because he got that superior built in his mind. And the inferior, when his superior meets your inferior mind, I mean, you can have a little positive thinking, but you could not go where I'm telling you to go until this morning.
Yes, sir.
Until you get these five markers off your back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, colored neighborhood, help the black. It's just, every time you hear that, there's a little hooray in you. But actually, you're a whore. They're screwing you every time. It's humiliating. Whatever, it's just a fact. They mess over you every time. There's no hooray. And nobody, nowhere, can follow Jesus right and be left out. Impossible. Now, I ain't talking about no churches.
No.
I ain't talking about no revival. I ain't talking about no preaching and all that stuff. I'm talking about following Christ. It's impossible for you not to see the light. It's impossible for you to not come out right. I'll stand on that.
Okay.
See, now, because where we fail here is, when you talk this way, what I'm talking right now, we think church.
Right.
Mm-hmm. She off key, baby. Mm-hmm. She alone, she off. She we think about our old grandpa praying all night, praying all day. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about light, L-I-G-H-T. Mm-hmm. We're talking about enlightenment beyond what men can control. I read this morning in studying accessing the supernatural. I read where you have to go beyond man's wisdom and enter into the wisdom of God to function in the supernatural. So actually, every Christian is due to live a supernatural life. Everything included. We go back to that scripture, Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, past tense, with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, all you got to think about there is manifestation, demonstration, access to anything this world holds. See, when you say spiritual blessing, you're talking about what I'm going to teach you on Sunday. I want you to put on the board. Faith sees the invisible and do the impossible. It's another realm. It's a whole total realm. And I'll be touching on it in the Faith Master Class on Sunday. How to, your faith can see the impossible, see the invisible, and do the impossible. The invisible is there. It's in another dimension. And your faith is qualified to go in there, and it's invisible and it's impossible, but make both of them come to manifestation and demonstration in your life by accessing the supernatural. That's where we should be living. We should be making withdrawal from our faith bank. Okay? Making deposits and withdrawals from our faith bank. In other words, who God say I am, what God say I have, what God say I can do. That's to make the deposit. Then by faith, just make a withdrawal. Nobody can stop it. Mm-hmm. Y'all got an example for y'all sitting right here. My sons and my daughter, they watch where we came from. Not even Lauren knowing these five factors here, that you're not a black woman, you're not a colored woman, you're not a Negro, you're not whatever the other one is.
Nigga.
Not nigga, and you're not a slave. Now, what the Spirit told me, any one of them name is calling you a slave, or any one of them name calling you a nigga. So, you know, somebody of another color said, you're a nice little black girl, or a nice black lady. They're just saying you're a nigga, and they're just saying you're inferior to me. So I found out, and I'm repeating myself, that ethnic had to be dropped. It's just like a man secretary had hired a secretary, and she came in his office, and he said, I want you to go get all the dictionaries. She said, all right. He says, go to the alphabet I, and everywhere you see the word impossible, I want to cut out the dictionaries in here. I don't even want it up in here. That's what we are, right? Just sitting here, standing here, right? That's what we are. We cut that word out of our life. Impossible. But see, they put that word in our life, impossible, because you're a black man, you're a colored man, you're a Negro. See, you're a slave and you're a nigger. See, now you say, all right, I don't mind. All right, Apostle. But being a colored man ain't bad. Being ain't bad. What about Negro? Negro sound good. Negro, I bet Negro, if you dig deep enough, Negro is a proper way to say nigger. But the one you calling a nigger don't know it. You're nice, you're nothing. I like the Negro already. That's, he calling that nigger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Got it?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Now, that material got to be put on file. I don't know when. Y'all know I'm going to try not to hold it on. The body of Christ needs it. You know how free this will set people if they can handle it. See, when you walk in revelation and you walk in realities in the spirit, people who supposed to be in the spirit don't even understand that you're not talking about a fact that you got work to work out. What I'm telling you this morning, you're already out. And the reason you can do it instantly, God has given us something called a spirit and a soul. And he's given us a mind to think. And each one of us have the right now to think that way. And we'll see explosive respect. Because what they're going to do is go to somebody who don't know what you know. I got to have me somebody. But it's not going to be Leroy. Almost like, nigga gone. Can't stop that nigga. That's what, you know, that's a ton. Mm-hmm. But it's actually somebody that come out of the rim of nigga. Out of the rim of slavery. Out of the rim of slavery is my history. To know that I'm a man just like any other man. And see now, if God was taking out the picture, then we'll be hopeless. If Jesus Christ, his blood on the cross, I'm getting full again, was taken out of the picture, we'd be hopeless. But they're not out of the picture. Mm. And we know them as sons and daughters. It's just that the religious demon in the church have held us to try to get a car and a house. Mm. Now, we're in one of the greatest move of the world, getting the people saved. Jesus Christ. And God just sent them to my house. I get up in the morning prayer and say, Lord, I need two. Let me get two or three people saved. I said, now let me know when they show up and give me the right word to say. Lord, just like the man I got saved, right? Mm-hmm. He was open, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Man, walk on the porch in the morning. I said, so I'm going to ask you a question. I said, now give me a real answer now. I said, have you been born again? Born again. I said, you ready? He said, yeah, I'm ready. I said, boy, yeah. Me and my wife sitting on the porch. I had to go look for him. He came to the house. That's two of them. One came yesterday, and they come to the house. So, I mean, that's one of the things you want to get in your life, too. Once you get start getting that in your life, you're really at home play when you start doing that. And that revelation you found in that scripture, that I think this epidemic, it was all about getting us out, getting people out of the wall, so people can get out there and spread Jesus out, stop sitting there with their cushion with their head on, and their nice shoes on and stuff, their diamond bracelet on, and not doing what God wants to do, asking for another ring. I saw a ring, but I was like, Katalabashata. Any questions? Are you clear on this? You recognize that right today, each one of us walk out of here, we're totally free. No matter what happened in the past, no matter who said what.
Right.
As long as we stay in alignment with the fact, I know who I am in Christ. Now, yeah, again, I'm repeating myself, television, tell a nigga. They're gonna come with all kind of stuff. People come with all kind of stuff, think they're right. Now, suppose Jesse Jackson knew this. He wouldn't have no job.
He wouldn't.
No.
Would not.
I'll go as far as this, say something, and I'll test y'all right now. Dr. King didn't know this.
That's right.
Nope.
See, y'all, we make all these saviors, but we're still not saved.
Yeah.
Gandhi didn't know this. All of them, I mean, all of them. Mandela. Because it boils down not to a leader or not to a group. It boils down is that individual equipped enough to know how to get this thousand and thousand of years off their back in a moment.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yep.
I tell you, my motorcycle, my convertible, all right, better now. And I'm pretty strong. I'm positive minded. I know transaction analysis. I know victimization. I know how to victimize. I know how to stop somebody from victimizing me. It's not enough until you get that system totally changed. I know the anointing. I've seen thousands of people saved, people help, but it's still that thing. You got to get that thing straight, boy. And I'll tell y'all. I don't know if y'all. Again, I'm repeating myself. I don't know if you know what's happening in this room. I hope y'all don't. Mm-hmm. I know y'all just take this and pass the call together with all this stuff. Listen.
Right.
I know
right.
what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
15 so-called white ambassadors can walk in this room right now. Now, I respect the rank, but I'm not carrying no rancors. Mm-hmm. I'm not inferior.
Mm-hmm.
You just got a higher office, you know what I'm saying? But then you got all these boys barefoot, don't even have no shoes, pants bust. Think they're better than you today, on side of the road right now. Sack on their back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just programmed that way. So, let me try to close. You're not gonna be able to deprogram all these people.
That's right.
Right. It's not
your
responsibility.
But you can deprogram yourself.
Yes, sir.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, we've been programmed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
No doubt.
Yes, sir.
Going to church, crying, falling out, singing, stepping into heaven. Still come back to our program. Heavenly Father, we thank you for revelation knowledge. Lord, this is a baby here that's been birthing and birthing and birthing throughout the world. Men and women are suffering because they really don't know that they're your child. Totally. They're man-made spirits that have been made over people, over certain groups. they're fighting, Lord, they're all over the world now. They're marching. They don't need to be marching now. They're marching themselves to death with this epidemic going on. They think they're accomplishing something, but not really. Not really. Even if they pass a law, Lord, they're really not free. I pray that from this room they can be touched all over the world. All my sons and daughters all over the world, may the Holy Spirit bring conviction from this very room. The truth, for you say, the truth is the only thing that can set us free. The truth is, Father, we found out that we're not black men, black women, we're not Negroes, we're not slaves, we're not niggers, we're not colored people. We're new creatures in you. And you've given us the mind of Christ to think as Christ thinks, love toward everybody. Love myself, love my neighbor. So all the prophetical things that's supposed to be happening in our lives, all the laws of the Spirit that have been held back from us walking in because of these facades, these grasshopper mentality we've been having from other people, we go free today. Step by step, lead each one of us to walk in the revelation which you've given us, and then we may share with other people as we go. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm through.